Michael Clark, meteorologist with BAMWX.com in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Tell me a little bit about how conditions have been lately and kind of some of the things that you're seeing.
So, you know, over the course of the last 14 days to 30 days, places from eastern Kansas in through Missouri, portions of Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, kind of in the heart of the Grain Belt, have seen excessive amounts of rainfall, as much as even 10 inches in spot. In fact, some places across northern and northeastern Iowa are approaching a foot of rain over the course of the last 30 days. So this is extraordinarily rare for this time of year, where some places are, you know, 300 to 400% of the normal precipitation. So it's been very wet, and the forecast going forward is only going to agitate that.
Is the rain supposed to continue across parts of the Midwest, and what are temps looking like?
So the rain is definitely going to continue through the next 7 days. We have a storm system today. There are currently flash flood watches from Texas all the way up through Minnesota throughout the spine of the country. And that's going to continue for the next couple of days, bringing heavy rainfall to the area and multiple rounds of storms. We'll calm down later this week, but then another storm system works in late this week into the weekend that will bring more rainfall to the area. That's going to be the system that brings the cold front and drastically colder temperatures, because as of right now, for example, it's 75 in Indianapolis, but it's 32 in Rapid City, South Dakota. So we have a very, very strong thermal gradient where it's very hot to the east, record temperatures, and it's very cold to the west. There's actually snow going on in the Dakotas this morning. So with a gradient like that, that's why we're seeing this extreme weather, you know, precipitation and rainfall. So as that cold front comes through, you know, we'll knock down all this heat, especially in the eastern ag belt, and start seeing a much cooler than normal pattern develop by this time next week.
How does this weather compare? Is it out of the norm?
Yes. I mean, in terms of what's going on right now, I would say it's on the lower end of occurrences here over the last 10 years. If you think about, too, over the last 10 years, October has generally been a rather warm, hot month. And as it's starting that way now, but we're really looking to turn the page here to a more of a classical fall-like pattern that we really haven't experienced much of in the last decade. So it's going to be a little bit different. But I would say all of this rainfall going on is certainly certainly out of the ordinary in terms of normal. It's definitely a much wetter pattern than we've been used to this time of year.
And then how does this impact farmers and harvest across the Corn Belt?
So, you know, we're at a crucial stage right now where, you know, a lot of this crop is ready to be out of the ground. You know, it's another heavy rain, and there's only so much it can take. So we work in rounds of heavy rain today and another round of heavy rain this weekend. The concern this weekend is the cold front is pretty strong. There could be some thunderstorms or some gusty winds along with the rain. So anytime you hear heavy rain or gusty winds and harvest, you cringe a little bit. It's not what people need or want to hear. So it's going to make conditions difficult to weather. But the good thing is after this weekend, the pattern does look to be changing up quite a bit. So, you know, I definitely think a window for harvest starts to develop the second half of October into November. I do think the pattern turns somewhat drier and less active. The issue is going to be it's going to be colder, so it will be harder to dry up the fields faster, but at least the rainfall forecast looks to drastically subside by week two, and then I think we work into just a favorable drier pattern to set up a good 3 or 4 week window for the most part to get out there and get some work done.